Finally, today, the World Roots Academy in London has flown young British musicians around the globe, not for activism, but to study with masters of traditional music. For the past 4 years, the Academy has showcased these up-and-coming musicians. Last year's concert was the Academy's final one, and it was held at the Royal Albert Hall. Reporter Marissa Neff went to the show and has this profile of one singer.
When 18-year-old singer Fidan Hajieva took the stage at the Royal Albert Hall, it marked the finale of her participation in the fourth annual World Roots Academy. It's a project that was spearheaded by ethnomusicologist and broadcaster Lucy Duran. Duran spent years on BBC Radio 3 showcasing the riches of traditional music from all around the world. Along the way, she realized that there was an opportunity to sustain some of those traditions by bringing young British musicians with immigrant backgrounds back to their family's country of origin. In Fidan Hajieva's case, it was Azerbaijan. The young singer was born there, but moved with her family to London when she was four. Duran says that made her a perfect candidate for the Academy.
Fidan is definitely a Londoner, but you know, she's also very attracted by the culture of her parents, and she loves Azeri music. So we took her to Azerbaijan twice.
Hajieva worked with Gochak Askarov, a renowned singer of Mugam, a highly poetic style of vocal music in Azerbaijan. Hajieva was familiar with the sounds of Mugam, but learning how to sing the complex music posed a challenge. One issue was that she didn't have that much time to study with Askarov in Azerbaijan, so the two turned to technology to make up for when she was back in London.
We practiced over Skype like maybe 3 times a week, which was quite hard because the internet was really bad and there's a 4-hour time difference, but we got it done.
Hajieva forged ahead with the mentorship, and the experience forced her to think about her identity.
Even though I am Azeri, I do see myself as a Londoner, and the living style there was completely different to what I'm used to.
Hajieva says Askarov also asked her to sing Azeri songs that felt more overtly romantic than the pop music she was used to.
My mentor kept on saying, put yourself in that place, like you're in love, you're love struck, and you're talking to her or him, and I was like, okay. He always said you have to feel the music you're singing, so that's what I tried to do. Tried my best.
Before long, Hajieva and her Azeri mentor were poised to take the stage at the Royal Albert Hall. Despite the demands of the musical journey, Hajieva found the performance both emotional and transformative.
Whenever I hear my own culture's music or when I sing, I get goosebumps, and that's what exactly happened on the stage. So that was like, for me, once-in-a-lifetime chance. I hope I can go back and sing there again, maybe one day, but I'm not really sure.
And whether or not Fidan does make it back to the Royal Albert, for one magic night, she filled London's Great Hall with the songs of her homeland. For The World, I'm Marissa Neff.